Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have an exciting episode. We're talking about toxic relationships and, in particular, naysayers. Now, this is a very, very popular topic. I've gotten lots of questions about it. And so I wanted to tackle the topic head on because I have an entire chapter in Holistic Wealth on the naysayers. Right now, it's entitled Life on Your Terms. So it's not entitled The Naysayers. It's entitled Life on Your Terms. But it has that title because I think with COVID-19 too, so many of us want to live life on our terms, right? The pandemic has brought on this wave of people thinking collectively about living more meaningful lives. As I was writing the book, and even the expanded and updated version of Holistic Wealth, which is out next March and is available for pre-order, so you can go online and pre-order your copy right now, expands on that and has more on why this is so important for all of us. It's such an important topic, and I'll tell you why. It's so important because what I found with my research when I was writing this book and in my own life is that we all can get derailed when we allow this type of negativity, the type of negative feedback to derail our plans, to derail our goals, to derail our New Year's resolutions, or to derail our purpose in life, which is even worse. And so Holistic Wealth is a lot about life purpose as well. And so this is where a lot of people get derailed in life. And it's so funny because so many of us have dealt with people, toxic relationships, naysayers in our life, and whether it has to do with a family member, a spouse, a friend, toxic coworkers, a toxic boss, or just toxic people that we know in general. It becomes really hard to decipher at some point once those negative messages seep into our consciousness. It becomes hard to get past them. It derails our confidence. It has us living in doubt and fear about our decisions in life. And you know what? When we're at that transition point, and so many people are at that transition point right now during COVID-19, where you're thinking of starting a new business or you're thinking of transitioning in your career, possibly into a new job or in a new industry altogether, then you get the opinions, you know, and some of them can be quite negative when you voice your desires and your goals in life. I'm telling you that one of the things we all have to remember is God puts that desire in our hearts for a reason. And if you got that unique desire that is put in your heart, don't let anybody tell you or talk you out of it. It's there for a reason. It's there for you. It's there for you for a reason in this moment in time because you were made for this moment in time. And you know what? I have a copy of Holistic Wealth with me, and I want to read for you just like a passage from the book. It's the first paragraph from chapter 2 in Holistic Wealth, and it's entitled Life on Your Terms. And I just want to go through that with you to encourage you and for you to just hear. For those of you who haven't read the book, please go online, get a copy, and pre-order the new version that's coming out. You're going to be so happy you did. So let me just start in chapter 2. Your thought patterns can be a wellspring of abundance to live life on your terms, but negative talk and self-doubt are a drain on your inner resources. Our relationships form the basis of our lives. Strong, supportive relationships increase our happiness and contribute to holistic wealth. However, there are some relationships that can cause stress and negatively affect our mental well-being. The term naysayers is how I refer to the people and social forces who tap into negative thinking and undermine your belief in your own ability to create holistic wealth. Toxic naysayers are disruptive to holistic wealth. They try to trap women into a narrative in which they're afraid of their goals, of embarrassment, of not being enough. And that's the passage I want to read to you. I wanted to read to you to tell you that you are enough and you can craft your goals and execute them in the way you want to. Don't let anyone talk you out of your purpose in life. And in the book, I go through these three different types of naysayers who I've coined in my own words, stemming from my own research and my personal experience. And I want you to get a copy of the book where you can go through the different kinds of resources, the different kinds of naysayers, and, you know, write in the margins, put names there, and you'll be surprised at how well you can think of the different folks in your life and what they do. I had a previous podcast episode with Lauren Reidinger. Lauren is the SVP of Shop.com and founder of Motive Cosmetics. And her story is just amazing. Her personal story of how she built her business and really ignored the naysayers when she had nothing. She and her husband started out their business and they didn't have much. But of course, one of the tactics that they used was to block the naysayers. And I'm going to play a clip of that podcast episode so you can listen in to what Lauren is saying.
My mom never said to me, "Lauren, you're pretty." She used to say, "Lauren, you're so smart. You're so bright. You're going to be something great one day. You're so good with people." And I believed her. But you know, when my dad told me, "Oh, well, babe, you ought to just go get that job at Eastern Airlines. You're never going to amount to anything good." I turned him off. And here's the thing. People say, "Well, how do you turn off your dad?" You just do. And here's how. Doesn't mean you don't love him. Doesn't mean you don't respect him. It just means not now, Dad. Not now. And I was talking to somebody the other day thinking about him. My dad passed away at 62. And I remember he never once said to me as I was, you know, successful, like, he didn't come see my homes. He didn't come to see how I lived. And I never blamed him for that because I didn't want him to ever feel bad. But one day I remember I was on HSN for a couple of years right before I left because of my brain aneurysm. When I was on there, he called in as a guest. And he called in and I remember he said how proud he was. And, you know, those are the moments that you're like, ah, okay. You know, and even in my mind, I didn't think it mattered. Subconsciously, it does. So that's why protecting your mind at all expense is everything. Even if for those that you love, if I always tell people, if I cut you out of my life, you gave me the scissors. I had to. It's not that I don't love you. It's not that I don't care about you. I'm on a mission. I can't let you interfere with it. It's hard, right? And you had to do a lot of that yourself.
That clip was amazing. As I said, Lauren has a tremendous story. And so in the book, as I said before, there are three different kinds of naysayers. And I want to go through one with you in this episode. And it's the chronic naysayer. And the chronic naysayer, and the reason why I came up with the term the chronic naysayer is because that person tends to be overly negative in every single facet of your life. So if you express a desire or a goal to say, let's start a business, or you're going to transition in another industry, that person will try to talk you out of it. And they'll say things like, "Oh, that industry, that's so difficult to break into. Do you even know anyone there in that industry? How will you cope with the demands there?" Or whether it's money, relationships, any topic, the chronic naysayer will have something negative to say. And if you can think of the chronic naysayers in your life, and I'm sure you're, you know, as I'm talking, their names popping up in your head, you'll think that, yeah, you know what? No matter what it was, no matter what I said, whether it had to do with money, time, relationships, that chronic naysayer had something negative to say. And then if you think back to those conversations, you'll realize there's a pattern here. And so you'll realize another thing, that you're not the issue here. It's that person projecting their negative attitudes towards your goals, or that person just projecting their own insecurities or their own fears in life. And so many times that's the gist of it. It's not that the person sometimes does not want the best for you. It's just that they've had to deal with so much negativity in their own lives that that's the only thing they know. And sometimes some people have the best intentions towards you. Sometimes and it gets projected out in a negative way because they think, I want to protect you. I don't want you to go through what I did. But that's not necessarily what will happen in your case. And so it's good to kind of, whether in your journal or in the Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook, if you have a copy or get a copy, and just jot down those patterns and see the trends that you are realizing, because then you realize, you know what? This isn't me. This has to do more with that person. And so in the book, I talk about the chronic naysayer. And in the book, I say that the chronic naysayers, they infiltrate every part of your life. They have no conversational boundaries. So whether it's money, relationships, friendships, nothing is off limits. And they try to force you into a box and make you believe you need to fit into it. Now, it's funny how so many of us are at the point where, you know, we're in this pandemic and we're trying to break out of that box. We're trying to recreate a life on our terms. And that's the name of chapter 2 in Holistic Wealth. We're trying to recreate a life on our terms, a life that's more meaningful, more flexible, a life that's more authentic, a life that's more authentically ours, the way we want to live, the legacy that we want to live, that we want to leave behind. And so it's critically important that we don't let the naysayers talk us out of it. And so they're toxic. Naysayers are by definition toxic because of that fact, right? They're not doing the inward work of looking within themselves to give you better advice. You're the one who will need to look inward to identify those patterns and to make sure that you're not being bombarded with these negative messages that will seep into your subconscious and create that doubt and fear and lack of confidence. You know, it's so funny. In Holistic Wealth, there's another chapter, the word no, that talks about creating boundaries. And I think with toxic relationships, one of the key strategies here is creating boundaries. So conversational boundaries, boundaries in your time, how much time you give to this person, boundaries in terms of what you say to this person, in terms of voicing your goals and dreams, especially if you know this person is going to be negative in terms of your goals and your dreams. So that's basically this episode. I want to thank you for tuning in. I hope that you get a copy of the new and expanded Holistic Wealth that's available for purchase online right now. And if you don't have a copy of the first edition yet, I hope you also get a copy of that book now, so that when you get the second edition, you'll be primed and ready for that Holistic Wealth 102 or 2.0 that's coming out and ready for that. So thank you for tuning in. Send your questions in to info@KeishaBlair.com, and I'll be happy to address your questions on the podcast. I want to address all the burning issues and questions that you have on this podcast, so we can walk this journey together of holistic wealth and living a holistically wealthy lifestyle. Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, KeishaBlair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS, so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks: free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a member's workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.